The Gemara, we just had the Gemara. The Mishnah said as follows. Yeah, we'll start from the Mishnah. We'll say over the Mishnah and then we'll go to the question again. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah Hayom and Aleph towards the bottom. That means if you started beheta before abosar, you can finish it. Even makam shnogish leyas melachi, you can finish an abosar. Avalo yaschibo betchila abosar, you shouldn't start on the 14th. Apesh yochel goyim, even though you can finish it. Now on that gemara the kasha ibayelhu letzorich hamoy tenan. The gemara says, is this din of Remeya that you're allowed to finish and start? Meaning, if you started beheti, you're allowed to finish on arbosa, but makam shnogu shloi laso, is that talking about letzorech hamoed? Ava shloi letzorech hamoed, but if it's not letzorech hamoed, afilu mikma nami lo, you can't even finish? Oy dilma no. The chiddush is shloi letzorech hamoed tanan, this din that you're allowed to be goyim is even if it's shloi letzorech hamoed, but if it's a tzorech hamoed, then you're allowed to even start on the 14th. Askulim askulim. Oy dilma, the third side, bein letzorech hamoed, bein shloi letzorech hamoed, doesn't make a difference. It's only migma in, you're only allowed to finish. Askulim loy. And that's what we're up to now. The Gemara attempted to bring the first raya from the case of tiltzel cut in a small build. The Gemara was matcha de raya. Zog Gemara at the bottom of the omit toshma. Back to this question. This din, that you're allowed to be maschil, behete, and goyman, abosa, even though it's mokim shenogu shalor lazim alocha, is that dafka letzorech hamoyed tanan? But shalor letzorech hamoyed, then even to finish is forbidden? Or is this even shalor letzorech hamoyed tanan? And you're allowed to finish a lot of tzorech hamoyed, but letzorech hamoyed, you're allowed to even start. Zok mo toshma, the last line on the omit. Toshma gamei oimer, kol malachis shi letzorech hamoyed. Zok the gemara, toshma remei oimer, kol malachis shi letzorech hamoyed. Any malacha that's a tzorech hamoyed, daf nun helmet beis, goyim ro bar bosor. If it's tzorech hamoyed, you're allowed to finish it on our bosor. Amosai, what is this referring to? Not when you started on the 14th, but rather bismanchi hischeba koyim abosar. You started before, so it says clearly that tzorech hamoed, if you started before, you're allowed to finish. Avaloi hischeba koyim abosar. But if you did not start before the 14th, even though the tzorech hamoed lo yaschelba abosar, you're not allowed to start on the 14th. Afilu tziltzel cotton, even if it's a small minuscule job of a small little belt, afilu shifchoktano, a small little hairnet. Letzorech hamoed in, it's only mutter letzorech hamoed, shelo letzorech hamoed loy. So we see behedya that letzorech hamoed is only mutter when you finish, you're not allowed to start, and shelo letzorech hamoed, you're not allowed to even finish. Black and white, shelo letzorech hamoed, you're not allowed to finish. Zok the Gemara, no, there's no raya. Who are the indafilu shelo letzorech nami gamgino beetzim shelo letzorech hamoed? You're also allowed to finish. So what is we? Why are we saying chiddush in tzorech? Bokam Ashlon, da afilu tzorech hamoed migmer in aschul eloi. That tzorech hamoed you're not allowed to start, and that's why it says the chiddush of tzorech hamoed. But ain't chamish shelo tzorech hamoed. You beetsa maybe you can finish also. So you're not being poached in the shaila. Zok demar toshma, remeya oima, kol melach shil tzorech hamoed. Any melach that's tzorech hamoed, goyim ro ba'ar ba'osor. You're allowed to finish on the 14th. V'she'ena letzorech hamoed. If not letzorech hamoed. Osur, you're not, it's forbidden to be goymer. The oisin melocha ba'arve psochim, that's the hemshech of that braisa. You're allowed to do melocha on erev Pesach at chatzoid, but mokim shnogu is dafka mokim shnogu in loy nogu loy. But now we're going back to the ratio. We bring a raya. Vishma amino, what does it say in the ratio? It says, kol melocha shi letzorech hamoyed, goymer ba'ar boso, vishen letzorech hamoyed is osur, so shma amino letzorech hamoyed in shloy letzorech hamoyed loy. So we see clearly that only goymer is mutter, and only letzorech hamoed. So we see black and white. They're in poishah the din. Goyim roz muta and letzorech hamoed. If it's missing these tenoyim, then it's taka osa. Zog demore shmami no. Zog demore weiter. V'chachomim oimrim. The end of the Mishnah said there are three professions, sholosh umniyos, that are mutter. So the Mishnah said in Amud Aleph, the end of the Mishnah said there are three umniyos that are allowed to meloch on Erev Pesach. The chaitonim, tailors, Saponim barbers and koifzin, washers. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi was Moisef, even shoemakers, ratzonim. Zog de Gemara, Tono, hachayotin, why is a chayot, a tailor, allowed to do melocha on Erev Pesach, even though usually it's mokim shenogu shalor lats melocha? Zog de Gemara, Tono, hachayotin, shken hedye toifa kedako b'chol shamoyed. That means the chiddush is as follows. On Chalamoid is more chomer than Erev Pesach. Chalamoid is a tzad even the rice in Aldo Melocha. Chayotin, we allow them to do a hedyet, not a uman. A hedyet is allowed to be toifa kedaka b'chol shamoyed. since on Chol HaMoed, if you need Letzarech HaMoed, if a person needs his clothing that are torn, he needs them sewn. So Letzarech HaMoed and Chol HaMoed, for the second days, let's say. Letzarech HaMoed and Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to be toy for it. So we see that you're allowed to do by a hedyot. So Melon Erev Pesach, which is more kal, you're allowed to do even a umon. That's what Rashi explains. Look at Rashi's second line. On the first line, I mean, Rashi. Hachayotin, b'shemochi shogu b'arbosa b'chol mokoyim, shkem etzinu ben kula mishag umni yoizka b'chol shemoyit. Shkem hedyot toifu kedakoy, mishri b'moyit koten, hedyot she'en a umon, a hedyot that's not a umon, hilkach b'arbosa, the kill mi'chol shemoyit, afilu umon namashori. Meaning on chol moyit, a hedyot is mutter to be toifu for tzorich moyit, so on Erev Pesach, even a umon is allowed to do it. And that's the shalosh umniyos. Umniyos means an umon. An umon and chayit is allowed to tailor because we find that the etzem maisa tfira is kal by a hedyot on Chol HaMoed. Likewise, hasaporin vahakoifsin. The first word line in the Mishnah, daf nun hei amud beis. Hasaporin, barbers, vahakoifsin, or dry cleaners, washers, why are they mutter to do the umniyos on Erev Pesach? Shekein habom im dinas hayam. We find a kula. If someone comes from dinas hayam, or hayoytzim beis asun, someone comes out of jail, misapgen u'mechapsim b'chol shamoed. Usually, a person is not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. You know why you can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Shelo yikones, the Gemara in Moed Kotten says, daf yudalad, shelo yikones shuhu menuvel. A person is going to wait to take a haircut. Instead of the first day's Pesach, he'll wake up on Chol HaMoed itself. Shelo yikones l'moed, you shouldn't enter the yontav menuvel. A person that was in jail that didn't have a choice, a person that came, didn't have a choice, so he's not allowed to take on Chol HaMoed. That's a din legabi, let's say, someone's nails are too long. On Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to cut them unless you cut them before. If you never cut them before Yontif, then that's the goof of the gzeira, but you say, shall you connect true maneuver? But if you did it before and now it's bothering you and it got too long again, so then you don't have this reason of maneuver. So again, we find a kula by Saporin and Koivsin that someone is born Medina Sayyam is allowed to take a haircut and go to a Koivis. So who are then on Erev Pesach, which is more kal than Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to have these umnias being done. Zog Rashi. We find a heter by a certain instance, by a person that's born Medina Sayyam or someone who's coming out of jail. Hilkach bar bosa to kill. Shogli kuli alma. It's mutter for every person, not just for a guy that's coming out of jail. It's on Erev Pesach. It's mutter for every person. We find the melach of tispoiras being more kal, so we extend it to every person. Does state in this Gemara? Yeah, you're right. We're extending it even to someone where it wasn't relevant to. It was only relevant to Yoytzim Beis Asurin. But since this purpose is Kal B'Yisoydoi, so we're extending it to every person on Erev Pesach. Zog Dimo, the next case. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there was a third, Machloikas, in the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, even Ratzonim, even shoemakers. So what's the machlokes over there? Zok digamoga, Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have Ratzonim. Why? Again, we find it cooler when it comes to shoemakers. She can't to fix the shoes that are torn. Sheken oy leregolim. Oy leregolim, oy leregol with shoes. In the Beis Mikdash, you take off shoes. But when you're oy leregol, my yofu pamecha ba'na olim basnadiv. You go with you in the olim. Well, they tear because you have a lot of walking going on. Sheken oy leregolim, misakli manaleim b'choy l'shamoyed. En chol amoyed, we know it's Muhammad and Erev Pesach. And since they're allowed to be misakli manaleim, so who are then on Erev Pesach? That's machloikas. Do you extend it also for regular people on Erev Pesach to be misakin men olim? So the Gemara explains, but my kamifki, what's the machlekes Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Tanakama? Zok ma ma'asov ala made in tchilas melocha misay melocha. Then you compare tchilas melocha, meaning ratzonim that make new shoes, we allow even on Erev Pesach. So just like we compare tchilas melocha misay melocha. Soy melocha means to fix torn shoes. So who are then you allowed to make tchilas melocha on Erev Pesach? Umasova ain't the minute tchilas melocha misay melocha. Mashenka Tanakama says, Tikun min olim is no raya to tchilas melocha. And Erev Pesach, we're talking about tchilas melocha. Now, Tosis over here says the Yisodis Dikadin. Zok Tosis, Oyle Regolim mitakin ma'alem, the top Tosis, mehocha mashma behedya. The osu letakin min olim b'chol moyed, the loyitiru el oyle regolim. Person has a torn shoe. Am I allowed to fix it in chol moyed? No. Only Oyle Regolim does a special heta. Dafka. The ain't loy man, don't say. It's a dovra ovedu. If I continue walking with these shoes, they're going to tear more, it's going to break more, it's going to rip more and tear more. It's a dova ovet. Shema yikru yoyser, do yochel liknes chadoshim. Chol HaMoed, go to a store and buy new ones. Shtei to a bigger site in Tosis. Buying new shoes is easier and better, let's say, Chol HaMoed, than fixing them. Because fixing them is a ma'isa uman, which is only mutter for oil regolim. Mashenkin acquiring new ones, especially like it says in Halacha, someone who needs parnosa and it's a dover of it, he's allowed to sell in cholamoid. So that's a yid. So it's better to buy by a yid than to fix something a ma'isa uman. So if a person has a question, I have no shirts for the second day of Yontif. I have nothing left. Is it better to go to an uman and fix it, whatever I have that's torn, let's say? Or is it better to buy new ones by a yid? So I'm not comparing every case to one another, but we see in this Tosis that acquiring, especially if it's a hefset for a Yisrael to be moicha, so for him he's allowed to sell, it's a dover oved, so to buy is better than to fix something, shemayikru, that's not called a dover oved, it'll tear more. Don't wear them and buy new ones. Uferg mishofach, state in moit kotten, maisach braisu porch elamiata, if you're telling me, like you asked, kol shekain, so maybe ask another kol shekain. Lav lo lishtri, maybe you should be able to write in chalamoid. Why? Shekain kol shegitim, shoivrim, kerenam fel elam galchin. We see there's a kula that they're allowed to write, so they're allowed to write chalamoid, so maybe you're allowed to do Erev Pesach. Umishan and shaper that we mechalik. We don't just make this kol shekain all over in every case. But over here, lemaisa, legabe the din of oil regolim, zaktesis, dafka oil regolim, mitzaknin, mashenkin, not oil regolim, we don't say dova oved. Shema Yikru, but rather buy new ones. Zok the Mishnah. Moishivin, Shoifchin, Letana Goylin, Biyudalad. Back to the din of Erev Pesach of doing Melocha. This is Machlokes Yishonim, if this is referring to Erev Pesach, Taka Kodim Chatzos, B'mokim Shnogu Shaloy Lazos, or being this is such a minuscule type of Melocha, this is talking about even after Chatzos, where everyone says you don't do Melocha. That's a machlokes, this is Ran on the Rif, what is it referring to? Moishivin shoifchin letana goylim biyudalet. So you're allowed to take the shoifchin, Rashi explains, is when you take the eggs under the hen to be mischamim, to megal lefroichim, to make little chicks, that's called moishivin shoifchin. So moishivin shoifchin, you're allowed to take the eggs and place them under the hens on yudalet. Why? Because it's a hefset for the efroyach. This efroyach, this little birdie that's supposed to come out of this egg, will be a hefset if the mother is not sitting on the egg and warming it up. So, Meshivin Shoifkin, the Tanagolim be Yodalad, the Tanagolim Shabarcha, and likewise, if the Tanagolim ran away, Machzigan Oislam Koima, you're allowed to bring it back. The Gemara is going to discuss that if you're allowed to place the first time, so for sure you're allowed to return. It's less of a melacha. Vimeso, and if let's say the hen died, you get a replacement. This Mishnah right now is discussing on Erev Pesach. Oh, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss Chalamoid versus Erev Pesach. This Gemara is going to discuss this. The Gemara is going to ask a stira. Zog the Gemara, let's see Mishnah Vaitan, and we'll see the Gemara. Gorf in mitachas gagle behema. You're allowed to be goyrif. Goyrif means like scrape away, move away. Goyfin mitachas ragla behema, under the feet of the animals in the barn. Biyudalad uve moyed misalkin litzdodim. But on moyed, here it says moyed is mochomer. You're not allowed to be goyf out of the barn, but you're allowed to be misalik to move it over, so the animal shouldn't walk in the shmutz. Zok the third thing in the Mishnah. Malichin kelim aviyah beis ha'uman. You're allowed to go in Erev Pesach again to the beis ha'uman, to the cleaners, and you're allowed to bring it malichin. Umevin, or bring it back home, Ibeis Uman, on Erev Pesach. Af bishen no tzorech hamoed, it's not tzorech hamoed. Picking up stuff from the cleaners, even if it's not tzorech hamoed, you're allowed to do on Erev Pesach. Bringing on Erev Pesach. We'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss how this coincides with other prices. Zok the Gemara, hashto oisuvei moisvinon ahadure miboya. It says clearly in the Mishnah that oisuvei masvinon. That means you're allowed to be moishiv, shoivchin, and tanagoylim. The hens on the chickens in order to be galal efroichim. So adurim boy, you need to tell me tanagoylim shabarach, you're allowed to be machzir? That's less of a melacha, less of a tircha. Why should that be a problem? Omer Abaya. Zogt Abaya, say for us on the chalamoid. You asked me a question, is this referring to your dalal or chalamoid? So the Gemara clearly says, the ratio where it says moishivin, shoivchin, and tanagoylim be your dalal, which is putting it the first time there, that's an Erev Pesach. Chalamoid, which is mochomer, so it's only machzirin. It's less of a tircha. The din of machzirin is referring to chalamoid, but in chalamoid you're not allowed to be moishiv taka. Only machzirin. Zog the Gemara, Omer Avhuna, loy shonu. There's a condition involved. This din of bringing back a hen to an egg in order to megal defroich, There's two conditions, actually. Loishonu Elo, number one, Toich Shloisha Lemerdo. It's within 3 days that the hen escaped from the egg that he's sitting on top, that she's sitting on over. Loishonu Letoich Shloisha Lemerdo, within 3 days. Why? Dakati Lepor Tzimra Minei, meaning the Tzimra, the heat is still there. So Memela, it's less of a tircha for you to return such a hen. A hen that's already parted 3 days from the eggs that it sat on is a tircha to get him back because it's not interested. Masha'en came when there was a connection within 3 days that it was borach, so it's not such a tircha to bring back. Akat le'por tzimcha minei, it's less of a tircha. Another condition that it has to be, number one, within 3 days, that it's borcha, v'achash loisha l'shivosa, it has to be after 3 days that there were 3 days that the hen sat on the egg. If the hen only sat on the egg 2 days, so it's not just a hefsid. It's only a hefsid when it's already 3 days on there. So mele, it's a hefsid because it's not edible. It's about to be in a froyach. So then you got to get it back. But if it did not sit on it 3 days, it's less of a hefsid. So then taka ein machzirin. So two conditions. Condition number one, it's within 3 days of barcha. So mele, it's less of a tircha. And number two, it's 3 days of actual sitting on there. So it's taka hefsid. It's a total loss, a total hefsid for the bayah. Aval, however, if it's after 3 days that it escaped, so it's much bigger tircha to get the hen to come back. Or it's not 3 days that it was on there originally, so it's not such a hefsid. It's not such a hefsid. You can still utilize it not for an efrach, but maybe for an egg. It wasn't 3 days on it. So for someone that's not so makbid, not a mefunuk, it's not such a hefsid. Then Yitaka can't return it. That's what the Gemara says. Two conditions. Zok the Gemara, Rav Ami Omar, he argues, even if it's within 3 days, that means it wasn't on there 3 days, and it's not such a hefsid, you still can return it. So what's the machlekes? Does it have to have a hefsid meruba or not? The ma'akum ifri, this is the machlekes. Ma'asov al hefsid meruba choshu, meaning it has to be dafka hefsid meruba where it's 3 days was on it, where it's not roi la'akil anymore. That's called the hefsid meruba. However, the hefsid mu'ud like choshu, when it's less than 3 days, it's only a grade B egg. It's not grade A. It's not triple A. It's a shvach egg. Okay, but that's hefsid mu'ud. For that, we're not choshush. And that's the Gemara. If afilu toich shloisha l'shivasa, only after 3 days that it's at, do you choshesh v'hefsin mu'ut, or you not choshesh v'hefsin mu'ut? Zog the Gemara weiter. Gorfin mitachas, the Mishnah said, they allow to be gorf on the ragle behemo. And then gorf means to remove the shmutz. Mitachas ragle behemo. And then the Mishnah feared us that you can't be goyer if you only move it to the side. If you have zevel in the chotzer, misalkanos litzdodin, yelaru be misalakid litzdodin. In the chotzer, only litzdodin. Sheberefesh shabachotzer, but in the barn, in the stable, in the refesh shabachotzer, moetzinos ilashpo. They take it into the garbage and move it totally. The Gemara is going to ask a stira. Hogu v'kasha. Amad zevel shabachotzer. If it's a zevel in the chotzer, misalkin oisel litzdodim, you only move it to the side. V'hadatani shabarefet v'shabachotzer, and it just said chotzer, you only misalkin litzdodim. Here it says in the barn in the chotzer, moetzin oisel ashba. So what's the din by chotzer? La ashba or litzdodim? Zevel shabachotzer means zevel in the chotzer. That's misalkin litzdodim. Sheberefes means in the barn. V'shebechotzer, it says clearly shebechotzer. In the barn and in the chotzer, matzin la'ashpa. So it's a stira in chotzer. The second ago he said bechotzer, it's only misalkon, and here it says bechotzer matzin la'ashpa. Here it says misalkon, and here it says v'shebechotzer, shebechotzer matzin la'ashpa. Here it's stodin, here it's la'ashpa. Here it's only litzdodin. Zog the Gemara, Aguf Akasha, Amet Zevah Shebechotzer, Misakon Litzdodin, Varotoni Shebechotzer, Shebechotzer, the Kasha on Kotzer, Moetzin Osel Ashpa, Omer Abayash Eloi Kasha. Depends when, like we said before, Chol HaMoed is more Chomer than Yudalit. Can be Yudalit, can be Chodesh HaMoed. Meaning, on Yudalit, you're allowed to be Moetzin La Ashpa. On Chol HaMoed, it's only Misakon Litzdodin, like the Mishnah Takas Mechalik. Rova Omer, Tzveta Teretz, Hova Hova Chol HaMoed. We're talking about Chol HaMoed. But the difference is, Hochi komar, im nase chotze ki refes. If the chotze becomes like a refes, that it's so much schmutz over there, then moitzi noisel ashpa, you'll have to be moitzi. Meaning, le'oilom, he's not mechalik between you, dalet, and cholomoid. He's saying, le'oilom, it depends how much you have over here. If the chotze becomes a refes, that it's totally full of schmutz, so then you'll have to be moitzi in la'ashpa, and not just mechalik and studin. Zog di gemoga, moilichin kelim, umevin mi beis uman. You'll have to bring kelim to the beis uman, you'll have to bring it back from beis uman on your dalet. Omra papa bodiglon rova, but rova asked us the following question. Zogdrashi menasei sonu. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Moilichin mevin kelim beis uman, you'll have to go and bring back from the beis uman. Af bishen letzechemoid, even if it's not letzechemoid. As I said in the Mishnah. Uremino, I'll ask the following question. Ein mevin kelim mi beis uman, you'll have to bring kelim mi beis uman. And if you're worried that it's going to get stolen, so you're not allowed to bring it home. You bring it to a different chotzer, but you're not allowed to bring it home. So it's a stira. It says you're not allowed to behead you, bring it home. And if you're choishish that it's going to be stolen by the uman, so then you bring it to the chotzer acheres next to the uman. Now Rashi says, what's the word in chotzer acheres? Look, Rashi. The chotzer acheres. Why not home? Because the problem of Torah. It's a tircha. A tircha yisera is also. Now, that's a rationale. The Meiri says, because it looks like a chshad. If you're going to bring it home, people will think that you're misaking it on moyed. So the nafkamina would be, Zok Namogan Avram, if your bias is somach lechotza. If your home is next to, your bias is somach to the beis uman. So if it's als chshad, or if it's als tircha, there's no problem of tircha, it's right near. But if it's als chshad, you still have the chshad. La halacha we paskin in Tovkuf Lamedalad that we're chayish for both reasons. Sai mi b'nei ha-teirach, and sai als chshad, people think that you're misakin it. But upon him, that's why we don't bring it back from the base of Uman. So the Gemara said the following stira. In Mishnah, it says, even not let's say, you'll have to bring it back. Ugaminu, envying, kelim, base, umbe, choshel, and shamigum, pre, chotza, and fan, chotza, cheres, umeshaninon, and the teretz is like Asha. Kamba, bosa, kamachoshamoid. Meaning, that which we say that you're not allowed to bring it back and only to the next door is talking about chalamoid. And on that, we have two reasons. Rashi says because of Torah, and the Meiri says because it's a chshad, they'll think you're fixing on chalamoid. And the Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, they will choish for both reasons. That means even if your home is next to the Uman, it's a chshad, not because of Torah, but we're worried about it looks like a chshad that you're misakin amoid. Masha ain't on you dalad. So then, Taka, you're allowed to bring it back. Afbi she ain't let Torah amoid. That's the first Eretz of the Gemara. We differentiate again between Yudal and Cholamoid. V'yiboy say, Mahova b'cholamoid, both of them b'cholamoid. V'loy kasha. Ka b'maminoi, if you trust the guy that you're putting in the Chotz Acheres, so bring it to the Chotz Acheres. Ka b'she'en maminoi, you don't trust the neighbor of the Uman, so then you bring it all the way home. V'ot... Oh. Zog the Gemara, see, mechalik between maminoi and ein maminoi. V'tanya b'vin kelim b'es Uman. You'll have to bring kelim from b'es Uman. K'goin. Hakad mi beis akader. You're allowed to bring a kad, a vaz from the beis akader. Vakois or a glass mi beis azagu from the glassmaker. Avaloi tzer mi beis atzeva, avaloi kelim beis uman. Meaning, because those things are not the tzer chamoyed. Vim elo ma yoichal. So if you don't have, if he doesn't have what to eat, the guy wants his payment. So nois le schoga menicha etzloi, you pay him and you leave it by him. Now, the chiddush is, Dr. Morgan Avram, you leave it by him, you don't have to worry that he's going to be tvei again. You'll have to leave it by him. Vim enam, I mean, if you don't trust the guy, he'll bring a raya to the vart of enam aminoi. Vim enam, I mean, if you don't trust him, so the micham abayis at samachloi, you bring it to the next door neighbor. Vim choysham, yignavu, you choysham from that guy that is going to steal it. We don't say bring it to a third guy, then you'll have to bring it home. Vim betzinu betech beisoi. So taste on the bottom that we're not masking him to bring in a bayis shlishi, but you'll have to bring a betzinu betech beisoi. Zog the, let's finish the Gemara, Zog the Gemara, tiratzto mevien. So we answer the stir in mevien. We said that mevien is not shver because here we're talking about maminoi and we're talking about elam maminoi. So here you're allowed to bring it home and here you don't bring it home, only to the neighbor. Zog the Gemara, malichon kasha, what about bringing? What's the het of bringing? Bringing is not a question of trusting. Zog the Gemara, the Ketoni, it says ein mevien, it says in the Braisa. You're not allowed to bring it. If you're not allowed to bring, koshken, you're not allowed to bring it back. It's koshken, malichon, you're not allowed to bring it. You have to say the original teretz. Kam b'cholamoyed, kam b'yudalad. Cholamoyed, it's taka osa, and yudalad, it's taka muta. We'll stop everybody, Mishnah.